From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian government to cut quarantine for international travelers to 3 days. G20 Tourism Working Group to focus on building resilient tourism. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government will cut the quarantine period for Indonesians and foreign nationals entering Indonesia from 5 days to 3 days. Starting next week, Indonesians and foreign nationals who have received their booster vaccine will have their quarantine period reduced to 3 days upon arrival. It was stated by Coordinating Minister of Maritime and Investment Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, at a press conference on Monday, as reported by Antara. All travelers will need to take the COVID-19 PCR test upon arrival and on the last day of the quarantine, and travelers whose COVID-19 test yields a negative result will be allowed with their journey. We move to Tourism and Creative Economy Minister of the Republic of Indonesia, Sandiaga Uno, who has said that G20 Tourism Working Group, or TWG, will focus on tourism and creative economy resilience through the empowerment of communities as agents of change for tourism transformation. The working group will focus on empowering the community through the development of micro, small, and medium enterprises, as well as community-based tourism. It was said by Minister Sandiaga at the virtual 2022 G20 TWG kick-off meeting on Monday, as reported by Antara. It is expected that the World Tourism Organization and tourism ministers of various countries involved in the working group would agree on a guideline for strengthening the role of communities and MSMEs in reviving the tourism sector. Next, we have Indonesia as the chair of the 2022 G20 will showcase its diverse culture and craft to the international community through the implementation of finance track events in February. As reported by Antara, Secretary for Logistics of G20 Finance Track, Rudy Rahmadi, during a virtual press conference on the preparations for the meeting on Monday, said his side wanted to provide benefits and positive impacts of the G20 meeting for the domestic economy. The second 2022 G20 Finance and Central Bank Deputies meeting on February 15 to the 16th and the first 2022 G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting on January 17 to the 18th will be held at the Gelora Bung Karno Complex, South Jakarta. We end the national news with the Education, Culture, Research and Technology Ministry's Culture Directorate General reopened culture facilitation in 2022. It was said by the Ministry's Culture Director General, Hilmar Farid, as reported by Antara on Monday. The 2022 FBK, or Culture Facilitation, is themed Local Wisdom, Clothing, Food, and Shelter, for now and the future, as they are the three primary foundation for human-nature interactions. Now we move to the international news. The US and UK leaders have said not all hope is lost for a diplomatic solution to the Ukraine crisis, but warned that the situation remains fragile. In a 40-minute call, Joe Biden and Boris Johnson agreed a deal was still possible despite a chorus of warnings of imminent Russian military action. As reported by BBC.com, Russia has always denied plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops on the border. On Monday, its foreign minister said diplomacy was far from exhausted. Next, South Korea may have clinched its first gold medal at Beijing 2022 last week, but the success came amid tensions with China over alleged cultural appropriation and biased judgments during the Winter Olympics. As reported by CNN.com, in recent years, relations between the two countries have been tense both politically and culturally, and this year's games have caused further flashpoints. During the opening ceremony, a woman on stage appeared to be wearing a traditional Korean hanbok dress, which South Koreans have long been irked about, deeming China to have passing out South Korean culture as its own. We end the news with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who urged Russia, Ukraine, and the West on Monday to de-escalate tensions. As reported by VOA.com, the price in human suffering, destruction, and damage to European and global security is too high to contemplate. In the midst of possible Russian invasion of Ukraine, which the West says could happen as soon as Wednesday, he said at United Nations headquarters that his side simply cannot accept even the possibility of such a disastrous confrontation. Well, listener, next we present you Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner is about Indonesian Independence Revolution Exhibition at Rijks Museum in the Netherlands opens. Indonesian Ambassador to the Netherlands, Pierre Vaz, attended the opening of the Indonesian Independence Revolution Exhibition at Rijks Museum in the Netherlands on Thursday, February 10th. The exhibition was officially opened by representatives of Indonesian and Dutch governments. Indonesia was represented by Minister for Education, Culture, Research, and Technology Anwar Makarin, who gave his remarks in a video. The Netherlands was represented by the State Secretary for Culture and Media, Gunai Uslu. The Indonesian Independence Revolution exhibition was held from February 11th until June 5th, 2022. This exhibition showcased the historical moments from the Independence Proclamation on August 17, 1945 until the return of President Sukarno to Indonesia on December 28, 1949, when the Dutch handed over the power to Indonesia. These historical moments were showcased through 200 art collections and historical artifacts that represent the view of 20 history witnesses from the freedom fighters, artists, diplomats, politicians, and journalists. According to the Minister Anwar Makarin, along with Dutch State Secretary for Culture and Media Gunai Uslu, the exhibition could give a new perspective in studying the two countries' history. The minister also said that the experiences of the historical actors need to be listened to and studied. Meanwhile, Dutch State Secretary for Culture and Media Gunai Uslu said that the Netherlands and Indonesia shared a history that affected both nations. The Revolution exhibition was expected to open the eyes and hearts of the two nations' people and make them closer. Similarly, Ambassador Meyer Vaz said that the exhibition could open the perspective of the two countries' people in understanding a historical period. The collections showcased in the exhibition were among many the camera that recorded the great meeting at Ikada Square, private photo album of Rosihan Anwar, the sketch of Linggarjati negotiation by Heng Ngantung, a painting by Sudarso of Tanja Desensi, a former Dutch citizen who became Indonesian and fought for the nation in Indonesian independence diplomacy to the world. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll begin today in history with February 15, 1958, when the declaration of the Revolutionary Government of the Republic of Indonesia occurred. The Revolutionary Government of the Republic of Indonesia, abbreviated as PRRI, is one of the local government resistance movement against the central government in Jakarta, which was declared on February 15, 1958 in Padang, West Sumatra. The movement was led by Lieutenant Colonel Ahmad Hussein. It received a warm welcome from the North Sulawesi region and Central Sulawesi. February 17, 1958, those regions said they supported it. The central government considered the movement as something to be immediately crushed by force of arms. The government then carried out a joint operation consisting of the Army, Navy and Air Force. On May 29, 1961, Ahmad Hussein surrendered and ended the rebellion. Moving on to February 15, 1989, when Soviet Union soldiers leave Afghanistan. Soviet troops first entered Afghanistan on December 25, 1979. By the end of the 80s, there was a fundamental change in the foreign policy of the Soviet Union, so that Moscow no longer paid much attention to the presence of its troops in Afghanistan. The Soviet Union then announced all troops were to be withdrawn from Afghanistan on February 15, 1989. I'll end today in history with February 15, 2003, when anti-Iraq war protests occurred. The anti-Iraq war protests took place on February 15, 2003, attended by 600 cities around the world with more than 10 million protesters. This protest was entered into the Guinness World Records as the largest anti-war demonstration in history. Some of the largest demonstration took place in Europe. The largest protest was held in Rome, involving about 3 million demonstrators. Madrid hosted the second largest demonstration with more than 1.5 million people protesting the invasion of Iraq. China was the only region without demonstrations that day. However, there were small demonstrations attended by foreign students.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
ingat lagi hal yang buat hatiku jatuh cinta dengan hebatnya padamu. Hingga kini ku belum mampu percaya kau milikku selamanya. Ku temukan arti cinta di waktu hidup denganmu yang tak terduga, seperti nadi setia. Aku bahagia menjadi pemiliknya. Bagaimana bisa aku jatuh cinta berulang kali, berulang kali pada orang yang sama. Kasih kau tetap di sampingku di tengah kencang badai hidup menerpa. Saat dunia memaksamu untuk pergi, kau tetap setia. Ku temukan waktu hidup denganmu yang tak terduga, seperti nadimu yang selalu denyutkan setia. Aku bahagia menjadi pemiliknya. Bagaimana bisa kau titipkan cinta pada aku yang jauh sempurna. Bila waktu izinkan kita menua bersama, di mataku indahmu tetaplah sama. Bagaimana bisa aku jatuh cinta berulang kali,
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
French Ambassador to Indonesia Olivier Chambard, in a special interview with Antara in Jakarta on Friday, said the agreement to purchase 6 units of the total order of 42 French-made rifle fighter jets by Indonesia reflects the commitment of the two countries to stability in the Indo-Pacific region, and not just a matter of commercial agreements. Ambassador Olivier Chambard explained, of course, there is a commercial part of selling military equipment. However, according to him, this also reflects the desire of the two countries to work together towards a stable Indo-Pacific region at a time marked by tensions and threats of instability. The first contract to purchase 6 Rafale aircrafts was signed between the Indonesian Minister of Defense and the Minister of French Armed Forces, Florence Parly, during a visit to Jakarta on Thursday. In addition, Olivia Chambard said the purchase of Rafale further strengthened Indonesia's autonomy strategy as the largest country in Southeast Asia and one of French important partners. Ambassador Olivia Chambard said France did not have this kind of cooperation with all countries in the world. Cooperation in which there is an exchange of opinion and the sale of military equipment at a very high level is only carried out with countries that France considers to have an important role for peace and stability in the region. Ambassador Olivia Chambard emphasized that the contract for the purchase of French Rafale fighter aircraft by Indonesia reflects that the two countries have the same vision. France itself considers the Indo-Pacific as one of the most important regions in the world for economic growth, transportation, connectivity, and the maritime economy, as well as efforts to fight climate change. Meanwhile, military observer and co-founder of the Institute for Security and Strategic Studies, Khairul Fahmi, appreciated the government's move through the Ministry of Defense to buy Dassault Rafale fighter aircraft. He said the Rafale fighter plane was considered appropriate from the geopolitical aspect. Khairul Fahmi explained Indonesia does have aspiration to buy Sukhoi fighter jets from Russia, but the situation must still be considered, like budget constraint, fiscal space, and so on. According to Khairul, 6 Rafale fighter planes as a first step are enough to start a national defense scheme. The country's current needs are fighter aircraft that can carry out multi-missions. He said the Rafale was ideal and had advantages too, one of which was that it could land on a short runway. However, Fahmi still asked the government to highlight the purchase of 42 French aircraft and warships.
Global Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, of course, many of you are familiar with the Dead Sea, the lake which is located in an area between Israel, the Palestinian Authority, and Jordan, is indeed very famous for its uniqueness. With a high salt content, anyone who enters the Dead Sea will float. In fact, not only the Dead Sea has this uniqueness, Indonesia also has a beach similar to the Dead Sea. The beach is called Turileto Beach, which is located in Nias, North Sumatra. Anyone who is swimming in Turileto Beach will float. With this uniqueness, this beach deserves to be nicknamed the Dead Sea of Indonesia. Turileto Beach is not like the general beaches which are adorned with white sand. On this beach, there are rocks along with the shoreline. According to local people, these coral reefs have emerged since the devastating 2005 earthquake that hit Nias and caused the seawater to recede. The existence of these corals is the main attraction for tourists who visit Turileto Beach. Moreover, tourists are often seen capturing the shapes of these corals into interesting photo objects. These coral reefs also make Turileto Beach less prone to waves, so the sea is very calm. With the calm water, you can swim as much as you want and you don't have to be afraid of drowning, because the seawater can make you float. There is life in the waters of Turileto, although the water contains a fairly high salt content. You can also enjoy the view of fish and beautiful coral clusters under the water. You can enjoy the uniqueness of the marine life on this beach from the shoreline or with snorkeling activities. The clear water makes a variety of marine life clearly visible from the shoreline. Traveling by using a motorized canoe can also be an option for interesting tourism activities on this beach. For those of you who like fishing, Turileto is heaven. Turileto Beach Corner is the best location for fishing. This beach is included in North Nias Regency Lahewa District, precisely in Balofadoro Tuho Village. The distance from the city of Gunung Sitoli, the capital of Nias District, is about 80 kilometers. To go to Turileto Beach is not difficult, even very easy to access. You can use a vehicle, either car or motorbike. From the city of Gunung Sitoli, this beach can be reached for about 2 hours. Gunung Sitoli itself can be accessed from Kuala Namu Airport in Medan, North Sumatra. In Turileto Beach, parking facilities, public bathrooms, huts for shelter, and food stalls are available. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saja berakhir hujan di sore ini menyisakan keajaiban kilauan indahnya pelangi. Tak pernah terlewatkan dan tetap mengaguminya. Kesempatan seperti ini tak akan bisa dibeli.
bersamamu ku habiskan waktu, senang bisa mengenal dirimu. Rasanya semua begitu sempurna, sayang untuk mengakhirinya. Melawan keterbatasan, walau sedikit kemungkinan, takkan menyerah untuk hadapi, hingga sedih tak mau datang lagi. Bersamamu ku habiskan waktu, senang bisa mengenal dirimu. Rasanya semua begitu sempurna, sayang untuk mengakhirinya. Janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti, tetaplah seperti ini. Oh, janganlah berganti, yeah, janganlah berganti, tetaplah seperti ini.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello listener, this is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is berlibur, which means going on holiday. I'm going to present you a conversation entitled Aku Suka Berjalan-Jalan ke Pantai, which means I like going to the beach. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Aku Suka Berjalan-Jalan ke Pantai, which means I like going to the beach. This conversation is between Kevin from Australia with his colleague Mela when planning a weekend holiday. Mela tells him a tourist place that she likes.
Mela, kamu suka berjalan-jalan kemana?
Aku suka berjalan-jalan ke pantai.
Hello, Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Aku suka, which means I like. Berjalan-jalan ke pantai, berjalan-jalan ke pantai, which means going to the beach. Aku suka berjalan-jalan ke pantai, aku suka berjalan-jalan ke pantai, which means I like going to the beach. Minuman apa, which means what drink. Juice, which means juice. Makanan apa, which means what food. Salad, which means salad. In the dialogue, you listen to the statement, aku suka berjalan-jalan ke pantai. Aku suka berjalan-jalan ke pantai, which means I like going to the beach. In Indonesian, the word suka, which means like, is used to show something that we like. Berjalan-jalan ke pantai, which means going to the beach, is something that Mela likes. To show something that we like, the word suka is placed before the thing that someone likes, such as activity, someone, food, or many other things. For example, aku suka berjalan-jalan ke pantai. Aku suka berjalan-jalan ke pantai, which means I like going to the beach. Another example to show preference is when your friend is sick. You can say, kamu suka minuman apa? Kamu suka minuman apa, which means what drink do you like? Aku suka jus, which means I like juice. Kamu suka makanan apa, which means what food do you like? Aku suka salad, which means I like salad. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mela, kamu suka berjalan-jalan kemana?
Aku suka berjalan-jalan ke pantai.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Dengarkanlah izinkan aku menyayangimu. Dengarkanlah isi hatiku,
cintaku, oh, oh, oh.
Dengarkanlah isi hatiku. Menyatukan kita,
bila kita tak mungkin bersama,
izinkan aku tetap menyayangimu. Oh, 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 sayangku.
Dengarkanlah isi aku sayang padamu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listen. listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Janji Kenangan by Toto Syam. This song tells about the promise of someone to live and die together with his lover. Unfortunately, the promise is broken. His lover goes nowhere. Although far in the eyes, she still will not be forgotten. His promise is now just a memory. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Janji Kenangan by Toto Syam. Enjoy the song.
Di waktu engkau di
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.